We are continuing our shulam on Otto Chaim. We are on Daf Pei, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph on the original editions, and in Matuk Midrash Charik Beis, we're on Taf Kuf Lamed Vav. We are on Shal Orotz Zun Perek Hei. We had started already, so we're going to make a little sikum, and then we'll continue from where we stopped. We spoke about Zah. Zah has three nekudim. These three nekudim, there's two nekudim in front of Zah, and one nekudim in the back of Zah. Now, the preface is that what the Arizal is trying to get to, believe it or not, he's trying to explain to us what the shorosh and neshama of Yeshua and Kalev. Because if you remember the last perek, in Perek Dalit, he had a kasha. He had a kasha, is why the other Meraglim all died, and Yeshua and Kalev also joined the Meraglim, the Eitzes Meraglim, Afa Pikeim, they survived. That was his kasha. So he goes on in sort of a tangent explaining a pasuk in the Zohar, which we're going to be masbir. It actually speaks about the Yom Kippur and the Azazel and all the Inyanim over there. And because of that, through that, he's going to explain to us exactly how is it that Yeshua and Kalev escaped the Eitzes of Meraglim. So he
not
wants
the onus or the fact of why they didn't agree with him.
Why they didn't fall in Bechal the Yitzhar Hora of telling Lashon Hora? How was it? What was their schus?
Not the
Yiddish. No.
There's a reason they should get it.
Yeah. So obviously they must have a different Shorosh and Neshama. That's the way the Arizal learns. They must have had a different Shorosh and Neshama in order to come out from that episode safely. Like I said, he brings a pasuk in the Zohar. Let's just remind us. So the pasuk in the Zohar says, "B'tchein nikudim ispareshes malke d'shamayim." There are two nikudim, which is ispareshes malke d'shamayim. Sitra de kedusha means that there's something called sitra de kedusha and something called sitra the ene kedusha, right? The klipah. So there are two nikudim which are on the side of kedusha, which are not on the side of tumah. Okay, that's what the Zohar says, and he says it's very omuk and very deep, and Afa Pikein, he goes along to explain to us what are these nikudim. So we're going to start a Taf Kuf Lamed Vav in Matuk Midvash again, Chelik Beis. So after Novo Levi Loshon Amama, which is that Loshon of Zohar, Amma Tchein Nikudim. What are these two nikudim? Hine Nisbai Etzleinu Kibichinas Oilom Huzav. So the Oilam is Bechinaza, meaning that the Mefarshim learned that the Hanhagas, the Oilam that we live in, our Metzias, you know, while we're living in this world, as opposed to Olam Haba or Elif Shvi, Shmini, Tishi, Asira, those are going to be Hanhagas of Abav Ima, Arich, and others. But this Hanhagas, the Oilam that we're living in, is going to be there, which is the Hanhag of Zah. Besoda Mati Oilam Chesdi Bonan. So usually we learn Pshat Neposik, the Oilam Chesed Yibona means the Oilam, the Eibishter is Manhig the Oilam Alidei Chesed, he builds the world Alidei Chesed. The way he's learning is that the Oilam, which is this Oilam Ahazi, Chesed Yibona, Chesed built it. Chesed builds it, continuously built by Chesed. What is Chesed? Chesed is the Shuhu Rishon Mivakteza, that is a Kinoi for Zah because Zah starts, well, as Ibo Yenika stage anyways, he starts on Chesed. So again, so he's learning the Pasuk differently than we usually learn it. Oilam, the Oilam is built via Zah, which is called Chesed. We know that. Ki Zahu eit chayim mitalich tafkuf shonam besod chamesh chasodim mitzpashim bo ki kol echad kolul ad mea hari tafkuf. So we know that in Zad receives from the Imam five chasadim. Five chasadim, each one is a chasadim, is like a sphira, and each one is 10 by 10, which is 100, so 100 times 5 is 500. So says Arizal that he is comprises of 500 of these spheres, of these chasadim, as well. Okay, he says to walk the world, it takes 500 years. So that's the, so he makes a, I don't know, how he's learning this out, but he's learning sort of Agzer Shor, Tavkuf Shana, Tavkuf Shana. They both have a connection, the Oilam and Zah, so therefore it must mean that Nimsa Ki Oilam Hu Bechinas Zah. Fine. But Omnam, Tzad HaPanim Shebohu Kedusha Gemura, Tzad HaChuraim Shebohu Yesh Bo Tzad Achiza El HaChitzonis Gemura Kemo Shinzbaya. So again, we understand that the front side is always a reference to Kedusha, and the back side is always a reference to the back side. Again, there's no front or back to these things. We're not Megashim in any form or way. But you have to understand that the Chitzonim have to have the Chiyas from Kedusha as well. So therefore, they go and get the Kedusha, the Shefa, the Chiyas, from the lowest part, the more inferior part of the Paltzuf, which is called Achuraim. Okay?
This is the Chila.
What do you mean? There's no Bidir of the Chitzonim.
No, what I mean is that lower levels of Kedusha wants to get to the Chitzonim.
No. They're hopping it. The Kedusha doesn't want to go there.
In order to have the alternative to
the higher karma, yeah, the two parim, remember, of Elion. So when he chose one pal, the Nevi'ah Baal chose the other Baal, right? And then the Pesukim tells us that the pal didn't want to go with Nevi'ah Baal, so right. Elio had to be Masbeh. So same, the Kedusha doesn't want to go there, but they're hopping it. That's the avoider. Right. Now, so he continues. V'chein oilam akulam tavkushana, and that's it. Therefore, he continues. Omnam. Sorry, next paragraph. Hine, tzad ha'pani mehalch l'shtei b'chinas. Ki mechetzav ulemata asher sham chasad yedeima megulim. Sham hu b'chinas yishuv. Now, this is very interesting. Okay, we're going to look at Zah. Look at Zah as the Koymus Aldam, for example, right? So you have from his chest, which is here, from the chazah upwards is going to be one bechina, and from the chazah downwards another bechina. Okay, so we're talking about the chazah downwards. That's called the mokum yishuv. He's going to explain something interesting here. Shebo shochnim anu bnei adam. Interesting. So he's explaining our world vis-a-vis the way Zah is looking at us, right? So our world is influenced from Zah mechazah ulemata keneged zeh mokum atzmo. So we know that from the Chazal Mimata on the back side is Rachel. She's called Eretz. Okay, again, in front of Zah, Chazal Mimata, that's called the Yishuv. Now, in back of Zah, that same place, it's called Rachel over there. She's called Eretz. Besod Eretz Yitzchoel. Eretz Yitzchoel. So we have Eretz Yisroel. You see the two things, right? Because Zah is called Yisroel. Eretz, he says, of Zah, Nikra Yisroel.
Was this physical or nothing?
It's both. Shesham Shochnei Anu B'nei Odom. It's a physical thing, right? We are in this world. That means we are connected directly with Zah Mechaz Lemata. He's Mashpi on us, and we're connected. Wherever we move, he moves. We're completely stuck together. Lefisha Shuru, who? Shur, Yishuva, Nika, Aretz. Al Shem, Shehi, Meritza, Es Peosea, Kemo, Shekosvu, Razal. So since she's responsible to be Moitzi, the Peros from the world, she is considered to be the Eretz. The Eretz. So that's why we call it Eretz Yisrael. That's a remez to Eret, which is Rochel, and Yisro, which is Zah, this connection between them, from the front side of Zah to the back side of Zah. And we are the produce of that. And then it continues. V'alpa pi shol medes v'acho shu mokom ha'chova. Remember, this Loshon of Chova is always a negative Loshon, obviously. Chova and Chova. That's a reference to the Klippas. So he's saying that even though Roch is in the back side, and how could we be representing it, the Eretz Yisrael, as a negative connotation? So for Lausa Ponybe Ponybe Es Zivu, Visham Lo Yesh Achiza El Chitzonik Inodem. Lachen Nika Rochel Yeshuva Velo Chova Chazushon Ki Choseres El Ponybe Es Zivu. So even though she's in the back side where the Chitzonim are hanging out, and how could we compare it to Eretz Kodesh? The reason why is because Rachel doesn't stay there forever. She actually goes ponim by ponim, and that's where she gets. That is why. That's the connection to Eretz Yisrael. That's the kedusha shavua. That's where it comes from. Omnam. Now that's all mechazel ulimata. Now what do we see? What is derived from the kedusha coming out from za mechazel ulimata limala above the chazel? He says omnam. Mechazel ulimala dezahu mitzad apana hushu mechazel ulimala ein kenegdo yishuv. There's no yishuv whatsoever. Interesting. So all is stumim sham, right? The ein sham. Ha'oros and nimshachas lechut kedei shesham yishuv bnei adam. There's no bnei adam that can live there at all whatsoever. It's a makom sitom, we know, because the oros there are covered over from the naidim. The naidim are inside the zan, they come up to the chazir. That's like a makom sitom. V'lechein nika ba'alma stima. It's called alma satima. Yeah, oil of the cassia, we know that. V'shamu makom lea keneged achor she'asher eininu nika aretz. She's a layer higher up. She's in the back of Zad, that same place. So all that is mokum sotum sotum sotum. I'm lo rasa. Omnam sham mechza v'lemal mitzad ponim humadusha l'neshomas ne'lomas. Over there, that is hanika gan eden ha'aretz. So everybody's looking. Where is gan eden? Gan eden? Gan eden? There it is. Gan Eden is where the mizal mechazer lemata lemala up above this area over here. That's where it's mokum situm alma dekasia asher aleha neema ayin lo rosa. That's what the famous Chazal in Yeshaya, he says ayin lo rosa is referring to the alma stima. V'hine kasher narich orich kol guf dezah. Now when we look from the top of Zah to the bottom of Zah, yinikudem mechtziso pi atibo ashkeneged gan eden haaretz. Okay, so again we're looking at this particular nikuda, which is the tibo. Again, we're talking about the two nikudem we saw in the Zohar. The first nikuda that he's identifying for us is the nikuda which is the tibo. Now that tibul is the beginning and the source of Gan Eden, Haaretz. I'll read that again. Hine kasher narich orich kol zah kol guf zah. When you look at the code, the entire zah, ye nekuda machtziso pi hatibul asher kenegdo Gan Eden Haaretz. So kenegdo, that means obviously it's not in zah. All the oils which are coming out from the tibul create this Gan Eden effect. She nekuda temira emtsaisa de kol temirim. It's very, very deep inside. Ben bechinas a yishuv, ben bechinas chetza ve'elav she'eno yishuv keniska. V'sham be'emso yesh hahu amuda de na'itz ba'emtsaisa keniska v'sefer zohar. That's the lashon of Zohar. He says right now, right there in the middle of Gan Eden, there's a pole which is stuck in there, which allows the connection between the Gan Eden Atarton and the Neshamas to go from the Gan Eden Atarton to go up this pole to the Gan Eden HaElyon. That is where, again, Mamish Keneged the Tibul of Zah. Again, these are very Dvorim Ruchni Ad Me'oid Ein Lo Rosa. So we're just trying to understand these words. For kasher nichlak a yishuv levad. Now we're going to focus on a different nikuda. Kasher nichlak a yishuv. Remember, yishuv is from the tibul downwards now, or the chazah downwards. Shu mechetzi hazav lemata. That means from the chazah atzim areglaim yeh nikuda imtzoy piya yisod ezav. Oh, so he identified for us now the second nikuda, which is the piya yisod. Asher nikuda zu hi yushalayim. Interesting again. Where's the shorish and neshama kiyul of the Yushalayim HaKodesh, of this world? That comes from the Piyah Yesod of Zah. The Piyah Yesod of Zah is mashpia and creates this, I wouldn't say illusion, but this mitzias that we have, our koporim, it looks to us as a mitzias, as the Yushalayim Shalemata. She emsa hayishuv keniska, kenoda, it's the mens of a yishuv. In the middle of the yishuv, you have what's called the Yushalayim. It's not the emsa oilam, but the emsa yishuv, v'hi nikuda isgalia. is Galia. So again, the Tibo is called Anikuda Aniskasia, or Ayim Lorosa, many different Lashonis over there, and the Pi Ama, that's called the Nikuda Iskalia. So though we've identified now, we have now Pshat in the Zohar, talks about the Tchei Nikudim. Ona mitzad acho deza mevtzav v'lemala ein bo dover klal. Now on the back side of that, there's none of that. There's no nekev high above. From the chad lemala, we know. We sing for ourselves, we have no holes on our backs at all. But we do have a nekev at the back side of us. That's where all the psoilis comes out. Now the Ritz explains at the beginning of Shah Kavonas about the Indian of a base kisa and all that. Even that's an avoidance of Hashem. What's the purpose of a base kisa? Why do the Eibshter have to make this in a fashion that we produce psoilis? Because, says the Arizal, it must be that is the shefa, that through the process of making brachas we create kedusha, and the chitzonim are the chiyus comes from this kedusha, but in a form of psoilis, whatever is left over from that kedusha. That's the whole inyan of the basic kisim. V'zeh tzor d'sheh klipas v'alvod ha'zor nikraim tzor bli mokom. Pasuk in Yeshaya. K'mo she'nemar ha'kosuv tse tomar lo. Tse, Radak explains, tse is written loshon tzor. Ki misham hem nizulim mitzad ha'ponim ei efshar l'chitzonim l'itchazet. For them to go towards the ponim and to be get kedusha, they can't. It's too strong for them. Lechem husam atzino hazeh b'achurah. That's why the Eibishter made us that we should have a hole in the back. Kisham ne'echazim v'nizunim k'niska v'zeh sod ha'nimratz sheyesh avodah zora nikra po'or. We know the po'or, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu Yitzitz Mitzrayim, and the po'or. Asher avodoso v'kach lif'or atzmo l'hotzi hazoma elav. You know, that's the avoid that they have. They would mevaze themselves in front of this avodah zarah. That's the inyan of this psoilis that the avodah zarah needed to nurture itself. Kizu mimenu mamish. Kizu mimenu mamish. Because it's min b'mino. Ve'ein shefa nimshach la ki'im al derzi. Now, let's continue. The Mepharshim, the Beis Lechem Yehuda, does point out that there is psoilis in the ponim as well, right? The Meraglaim is also psoilis. So why can't the chitzonim? Why does the chitzonim chop that then? Why do they have to go dafka by the back and chop that type of psoilis? So he says that's not psoilis. That's called dina de kashim. That's a bechalal, a completely different bechina. Has nothing to do with the psoilis of the chitzonim. Chitzonim bechalal can't even touch that. It's much too high for them. Yeah, Meraglaim. It's called Dinim Kashim, Dinim Chazakim. That's the Shakavonis at the beginning. Shakavonis speaks about it. It's not b'chlal the same inyan as psoilis coming out from the back.
But it is psoilis.
Huh? It's not psoilis. Dinim Kashim.
Okay, what's Dinim Kashim mean?
The nafka mean it is a chitzonim. Can they absorb such a mitzvah? They can only absorb psoilis, the residue, the leftover, the kedusha.
I'm not talking about
halacha here. I'm not talking about halacha.
I'm
talking about what the chitzonim can absorb, what cannot absorb. We're not doing shakonas here, but that's what the Beis Lechem points out. Let's continue. Yesod the Abu who mechaz v'lemata. We know that Yesod the Abu is longer than Yesod the Ima. It goes penetrates all the way down Zah, all the way down to the Yesod Zah. והוא ממש מחבן מבפנים כנגד נקב ועוצינו האוכל הנקרא פאור. So his יסוד of Abba goes all the way down כנגד that פי הטבעס. וזו סוד מה שאומר רזל על הפוסל ויקבור אויסר בגיים מול בייס אור. משה רבין was buried right in front of the base door. Why that? שכל זמן שפאור אוילה מתקטחג. Kozman, this Abu Zohar called the Po'or, would go up to the Eibshter Miskatre, Rol and Moshe, because he was buried just in front. Shu Yesod the Abba, Kovo Nitman, he was hidden over there, he was Kovo. This Avodah Zarah will be very, very afraid of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because both of them are zu keneged zu. That means Moshe Rabbeinu is keneged Yisod Abba. Yisod Abba is keneged this Pia Tabas, which is also the Yisod. Yisod of the side of the Klipa. And there are Mamish and Mitzias in our world, zu keneged zu, he was buried in front of that. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to counteract this Kitrug of the Po'ol. Obein in Paro Melech Mitzrayim, brings another dogma. Paro, also Melech Mitzrayim, Bialnu in Priyetz Chaim Shal Brochus Per Gvav Inyan Ze Shel Po'o Echu Kosho Ima Oref Shuhu Paro Ein Sham Heita. Because we know over there that explains that the Paro is babe to Yoinik from the Yisod Abba, but right from the Das Abba, right in the back of the Das, by the Oref. That's why he changed the letters Paro Oref. The Po'o was doing the exact same thing, was beyoining from that thin shifa, but all the way down on the back side. So it's a same line going down, the same calf, but all the way down. Nekuda zu nikra nekuda emtsoi de chariva de oilam. So this is a third nekuda. Shu mokom achiza klipa mitchavim oilam. That's where they grab the shifa, and the more we give to them, the more the mitzgaber, and the marchiv the oilam. Liyot shehu b'chinas ha'chorban shmaman. Lachei lo husmu nukuda acheret shniya b'chatzi elyon dezah mitzad achoraim. We don't want to put another hole there. We don't want them to be too strong. Ve'el adoim letzad ha'ponim sheish bo shtei nukudas nukudas. On the ponim of zah, there's two nukudas. So the tibo and the piyasoy. Ve'atam ado lefi sheba achor hu mokum sitra d'chorban k'niska. ולכן כנגד חצה ותחתום שהוא יישוב האוילם הזה התחתום יש כנגדו אחיזה של החיצון שהוא נקודה אח, החובה בכנס נקודה אח כניסקה. So זו עושה אלוקים. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Yishuv, right? Mechazel Mata in front of Zah. That's where we live. That's where we do the Avodah Zarah Hashem. But we need Zu L'Keneged Zu, right? So therefore, he puts the Yetzer Hara right behind Zah. That's the Klipas or Yoinik as well. Where if we're not Yoinik, they're Yoinik, and we do this Shakletaria between us and them in order to make the keep the Bechira at equilibrium. אבל בחץ העליון שהוא העניין גן עדן הארץ הנקרא אימא היא לא סתימה אין שם כנגע החיזה של חיצולים מצד אחר כי אין חיצולים נחזים באימא כנודה מה שכן on top of Zah where you have the גן עדן הארץ behind of Zah there you don't have anything כנגע any חיצולים because the power of the shef of אימא just blows them away. They have no chizot whatsoever. לכן לא היה באחור רק נקודה אחת בלבד בחצי התחתון. אבל מצד הפועלים היו שתי נקודות כניסקה. שתי נקודות כניסקה. That's why in the back of Zah there's nothing connected because they're chizot. There's no point in giving them shefa because they wouldn't be able to accept it anyways. הנה זה שעמה מאמה בתחי נקודים מספרשת מלכו דשמי בסיטחה דקדושה. Again, we're going to go back to this Pasuk in the Zohar that he said these two nekudas are mitzpareshet, they're separated. The Malka de Shemayim, which is Zah, separates the kedusha from what? From the tumah, which is again that nekuda which is in the back. Again, let's focus here. We're trying to get to the shosh and the shom of Yeshua and Kalev, but we're going to get there. Now, pio shtei nekudas elu, shtei hem mitzad palim de zadik hakadosh. He's repeating himself here. Levat. There's only kedusha on the ponim. Piru she'ein chitzolim nechazim b'hem rak nekuda achor levat. V'kar lebechinat tzad ponim sitra de kedusha siba niskeres, as we said. Biu ha'inyonam v'ama ki ha'nekuda achas tata halohi Yerushalayim, as we said. Remember the lower bechina, which is the yesod, the pia tabas, that nekev. That is the shorish of the neshama kiviyochol of Yerushalayim shlemata. He lemata be'eretz ha'shfela in our world. V'chein eino nikra stima. It's not closed at all. It's completely open. He gluya le'ayin kol bere. We can see. We can see akvi shefa. We can feel it. V'zisto l'kosav mitzion mechlal yofi elokim hofia. Pasuk in Tehillim. What's the pasuk? Yirtze loma meaning ki mitzion. Shuhu Yesodeza, the Tzion is Yesodeza, because we know Yushalayim comes from the Yesodeza. Asher Yesodeze Nikra Bechlal Yofi. Yofi. Yesod Vahi Yosef Yofi Tov, because we know the Bechin of Yosef is Yesod. I mean, the Pasuk says he was Taki Yofi. Yofi means his Bechin of Yesod was Yofi. That's Shah the Pasuk. Mitzion Bechlal Yofi. Because Mitzion comes from the Yesod. Vesod hadras ponim zokin. Zokin. Because we have a zokin limala, zokin limata. Zokin limata is connected to the Yesod again. So on the Alpha PK, the Pasuk says, hadras ponim is a hadras ponim. It's a shvach, as opposed to the sarisim, who can't be moili, they don't have a zokin shulimata. So that's why it's hadras ponim to have a zokin limata. Hine, mevchines tzion aniska. What does it say? The Pasuk says, again, the Pasuk says, B'tzion b'chlal yofi Elokim hofia. What does Elokim have to do with him? So he explains, Elokim he, Malchus anika rochel. Malchus is always keneged, adnus, or Elokim. Hofia, meaning, V'kibel awaseya misham, alidea tzion shu yesodezak. Move on, tzlein hoi inyan, Inan Haoz, that means that Rachel is also in the picture, that even though there's the Tzion, which is Yesod Ezar, is Mashpir to Rachel. He explains, V'hu Inan, Chamisha Gvur Shebezar, Yodim an Yesod Shebo, U'misham Nitim Ela Nukva Derech Achor Bedas Shalam. That means he takes the Gvurs from Ima, and that those gvuos, which the pasuk is called Elokim, is going to be mashpia to nukva. That's a kesh between zav and rochel.
Which chamish gvuos?
The chamish gvuos was the standard chamish gvuos, which the zav receives from nukva, from ima, is passed through him and given through the piyosoid to rochel. Velod ela shafilu hashnei chasodim. Not only gvuos are given, but also the two chasodim, which are netzach and hod. Actually, it's two and two thirds. The shnei shlish of the chesed of tiferes is also given to her. Nitni gam ken and rachel. Eino nitni melea ad she yodu tchil biyesodeza. The chasodim we know they go up, but they come actually back down. The chasodim. The chasodim go back to the yesod. They go up again. So again, the chasadim go all the way down to the yesod. They don't come out from there. Sorry, I made a mistake. They go back up. They come through. There's a nekev that Zahaz by through his choze hit her, and it goes directly to her das. That's what the chasadim. So the gvuos again. She's going to receive them from the pi ayesod. They go straight down to yesod, right into her tiferes. Masha'en Cain, the chasadim go down into his yesod, come back up, go through a neck of his chazin, go down to her das. V'nimtza, ki kol ha'or Rachel, all the ha'oras that Rachel is receiving nikra Elokim, he mitzion nikra b'chal yofim. Those gvuas or those Elokims are coming from a chelik, which is called mitzion, which is called the Yesod Zah. Yesod Zah again is responsible giving the gvuos. Kvan noda, shavai de Elokim, hu chibo zah v'nukva rachel, v'chein Yushalayim shibachin az rachel, hi keneged pi Yesod Zah, nikra nikuda tatar. So zah, which is his Yesod, is being mashpir Yushalayim, which is Rochel, and that's the yichud that we have between the Havaya and Elokim. Havaya representing Zah, Elokim representing Nukva. So let's continue. Omna Nikuda Eliona. That's all the PSO. Now let's go back to the previous Nikuda, which is the Tibur. The Nikuda Tibur. Eliona he Nikuda ilos dima. Right, that's the difference between the tibo atachton, which is in yesod, that's gilui, right? It's the open neck, it goes all the shiva comes straight out right into the rochem. That's called gilui. Then by the belly button, by the tibo, that's sosum. That's sosum. It's closed. The gamhi, that's a reference to this inyan of gan edim aaretz, which comes from ima, which is el yoina, which is a bechina of ein lo rosa. V'gam hi ilah limala memokem nekuda tata shebiyesod keniska shei tata upschuch betucha. Aber in Kuda, Satibo, Eliona, Vestuma, hier beginnt es gar nicht mehr alles, beginnt es immer Stuma, Me'ayin, Kol Beria. It's above any Beria, nobody sees him. Like the Pasuk says again, he's just repeating himself, Ayin Lo Asa. Vigami Ilo, Besot, Mi Yale Baha Hashem. Who is going to go on the Hashem? Now we know that Mi is always a remes to Ima. Why? Because Mi is Gematria 50. That's the Chamisha Nun Shar Bina. That's a reference to Bina, which is Ima. And she, Mi Yale Bahashem, she goes above Hashem, which is Zah. That means she's above this Bechina of Gilu. She's in the Bechina of Sosum. I am Lo Asa. Hine Nekuda Eliyona Hi Emtsa'isa Lekol Shalosh Nekuda. Now this Nekuda Eliyona, that is in the middle of all Zah. Kishanu Mesharim Kol Orech Oilam Yishuv Vechova Shu Kol Bechina Zah. That means like this. If you look at this Nekuda Eliyona, which is a Tibo, you have the Ponim, the Mepharshim explains this, that you have the Ponim of Zah, let's say this is the Ponim of Zah, and then you have the Achraim of Zah. Okay? Those are the. Now, in between those, right here, in between, even though the Tibo's up here, Lamosho, if you follow it down, you're going to find the P Yesod on this side, and the P of Tabas on this side. So that means that this Tibo is mamish in between those two Yeshuvim, Yeshuva Gilui, Yeshuva Kedusha, Yeshuva Tumah. That's what he means over here. Now he makes a little sikkum. He makes a little sikkum for us over here. And he says, Vinimsa, Shinikuda Satibuhu Machsitzaguf Kuro Mamash Kiniskaleva. Like I said, he's Mamash, the Nikuda Tibo is between the two Yeshuvim. Aber Nikuda Tata, which is the Pia Amma, he Machsitz Bechinas a Yeshuv. If you take the Chazar Ad Raglaim, you find that the Pia Sod is the Emsov there over there. Shehi Rocha, which means Keneged Rocha Kiniska on the backside. Behine Keneged Nekuda Zu Tachtona Shebitzad Panim Yesh Mechuvenet Keneged Mamish Bitzad Achol Nekuda Shlishes Nikra Nekuda Dechova Ki Yesh Nechazim Kiniska. Okay, so those are the three Nekudim. Okay, now let's get back to our Inin. Now Zulivai Inin Yeshua V'Kalev. Again, trying to find out what is the Shosh Neshama of Yeshua V'Kalev, and with that we'll understand why they were not the eighth of the Meraglim. Ki Elu Levadim Nimletu V'Niskayim V'Nichnasu La'aretz. And another question, how were they Zoycha, all of Dor Midbar, and they were part of Dor Midbar, want Zoycha to go into cloud, into Eretz Yisrael? How is it that they were part of Dor Midbar, the parts of a Dor Midbar, and after Pekin, they were allowed, those two individuals, to go into Eretz Yisrael? And he answers, "Lefi she'en b'chinas meraglim k'niska le'el, rak hem b'chinas shnei havolim, not havolim, havolim, ve'orgas niskom shem mipi atibu v'yesod, or misham yotzim Yeshua v'kolev." Oh, Baruch Hashem, he answered the question. So, what is the shosh and shama of Yeshua v'kolev? The Shorosh and Shama is exactly these two Nikudim that we've been talking about for the past 30 minutes. It, the Neshamas came out from the Pi Atibo and the Pi Yesoid, that's where the Neshamas came out from. What about the Meragli? Where did they come from? They came out from Yesod the Abba. It was Bechalal a different Bechina. The Ganze Dor Midba, Shishim Ribo Ish, they all came out from a nitzutzim of Abba, which actually was the Shosh Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was keneged all Shishim Ribo, because they all came from a nitzutz of his Neshama, which is the Yisod Abba. Mashenken, Yeshua, and Kalev came from Zah Atzmo. They came out from Zah Atzmo, which originated from Ima, a completely different Bechina.
Mekara or
Mekara. Mekara. Shosh Neshama is Mekara.
But in that case, how can the Mishmer connect be connect them either?
He's going to say in a minute. Ubezit tovim ech Yeshua v'kolev hem bechlal dor midbar. This is what you're saying. Ah, so are they bechlal dor midbar or not? Or like you're phrasing it differently. Are they bechlal Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama or not? The answer is in kozeim nichnosim le'eretz Yisrael. Ve'ininu sheliyosa oros ha'elu mitzad ponim deza mokom shedur שדור המדבר עומד שם, לכן הם מתערבים עם הדור המדבר ונכלולים עמהם. So we're talking in a spiritual way. We're talking about in the oilam aruchnes, their oiras, you can just imagine, are being interwoven as they're coming from Zah. So from the pia, it's coming out of the door of midbar. It's coming from the door. And from the pia tibor, and also from the pia soil, actually from different bechinas, coming and mishing around and mixing in mitzma'arvim with this parts of the door of midbar. So basov, they are mu'uriv, they are part of the door of midbar, but after became the knot. Because the shosh and shomer comes from a different place, sof kosof. Well, ta'amache. והוא כי דור מדבר הם יוצאים בבחינת תחתו נזה שהוא מחז ולמטה וגם שני אורץ הנזכורים הם יוצאים למטה מחז ולכן מתערבים יחד. Alright, very similar reason that the מתערבים because they come from a lower part. אבל להיוי שאורץ האלו יוצאים מגוף הנזה עצמו. That's the difference. Because these two oilers, these two Harig and the Shomers, Yeshua Vekala, they come actually from the goof of Zah itself. Lesiba Oros Elohim Machamaz Riboya Oros Ima, not from Abba. Dormiba again is from the Abba side. This is from the Ima side. It's Pashera Toch Goof de Zah. Lachem him boikim goof de Zah. Vekivashe Motzim Pesach Pesuach She'er Pi Tibo So de Zah. That's why Yotzim Derech Sham Lechut. So if Ima comes and puts her Shefa into Zah and then finds these two Nekudim which are open, which is the Pia Sod and the Pia Atibu, and they come out, that forms the Neshamas. V'nimtza Sho'oz Elo Ikrim Me'ores Ima. V'chein Ein Lahem Shaychus Im Do Midbar Shem Ores Abba. V'chein Nichnosim Le'eretz Yisrael Shem Rochel Shi Mitzad Ores Ima. That's why they're allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael, again, we said, is connected a part of Nukva, which is Rachel. And Yeshua and Kalev come from a part of Nukva as well, which is Ima. They're very, very high. They come directly from Ima, as opposed to a derivative of Yisod, even though Abba is higher than Ima. But we're talking about a derivative from Abba, which is a lower Bechina. Do you understand what's going on here? When we have 6,000 people sharing one oil, which is coming from Yisod Abba, even though Yisod Abba is more choshuv, it's a higher level, but it's 600,000 people sharing that one oil, as opposed to two people sharing the oil of Ima. So Ima is lower, but the shefa they're receiving is enormous. Enormous amounts of shefa that Yeshua and Kalev is receiving. Lachain hayim koach likanis v'eretz Yisrael. That's why they have the koach to go in, because they have much, much more shefa, according to this pshat.
On a lower level.
What?
On a lower level.
But again, it's not the Eich, it's the Kamas now. They have much more Kamas of all, as opposed to the Dor Midbar, that they had the Eich, but they have a Miuter. They have to share all the oils of Abba between 600,000, which is millions of people. So the Eich, you're right, every Tipa B'Fnatzmo for the Dor Midbar was very Rechosh, it comes from Abba, but it was a Tipa, it was a Nitzis. V'ze b'Yeshua b'Nun v'Kolo ben Yifurim. Chayu min anoshim. That's pshat. Piu shegam hem holchu bechevas anoshim ameraglim amem af shem bechlolim. So they were with them and they weren't with them. So they were min hanoshim, but they weren't part of the anoshim. Lachein itkaimu bechayu velomes. So that's a very nice pshat. According to Ariza, you can say this pshat at the Shabbos table next time. ושכחתי מה ששמעתי מאורי זר. Now you forgot one נקודה, says הרב חיים ויטל. באיזה מהם ישוע או קלב? אני מסופר כי שמעתי כי קלב גמטריה. Now, again, we have two נקודות. We have a נקודה from the Tibor. Oil is coming from the Tibor. We have oil is coming from the Piyasot. Now, the problem is we don't know which one is. This oil from the Tibor, is that creating Yeshua or Kalev? And vice versa. So he says a pshat. Ani mesupak im shemati ki kalev gematria ben shu havaya de hahin hayotim yesod za linukva de rachel. So yeah, aval Yeshua hu yose elyon shu metibo. Efshar that Yeshua comes from the T P atibo, and kalev, which is the gematria of a ben, then that which is going to Roch, which is also Nukva, Ben is a Nukva, that should go Shtim, that the color comes from the Pia Amma, and Yeshua comes from the Pia Tzibur. But then he says, no, I don't think like that. But Yosef Nirlan is that in Hefer, Ki Yeshua hu Hevel Yotzim Yesod Itzgalia. The Hevel Rav Godo, Yeshua we know was bigger than color. The color hu Ara, Tibur hu Ara, Moetis, the Fish, Pischos Sosum. V'lachen Yeshua haya melech. We know that Yeshua took over the Malchus. Mashkein Kalev. So why is it that Yeshua became a melech and Kalev did not become a melech? Because the melech, again, because Yeshua took his Shama came even from a lower place, again, came from the Yesod of the Amma, which is lower than the Tibur, but there was much more Shefa. It's open over there. That's called Oilus Mizgalia. The Gam Hari Yeshua Mi Yosef Ka'atim. We know the Yeshua comes from Yosef. And again, Yosef who Yisod. So that's more of a siyata to understand that Yeshua came from the Pia Amma, and Kalev came from the Pia Tibor. Vim Kain, heavily Yisod who here Yeshua. Now, Rav Shmuel Vital, which is the son of Rav Chaim Vital, brings another guy. Uvzeh Nir Le'an Izdati Shmuel. Mash Amu Chazal, this is the Chazal in Masechet Sotah Daf Lamed Beis on the base. Shemoshe his parallel al Yeshua ka Yeshua Richa v'lo al Kalev. All the Mefarshim ask, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu, if he's going to daven for Yeshua, he's daven for Kalev as well? Why is davening dafka for Yeshua? And he adds a name dafka. Why ka? What's his whole business? The answer to the Arizal, a very nice pshat. See what we just said to the Shmuel Vital, my father just told you, pshat, we can understand. Mipnei shemekoyma elyon v'lo yimisyarem. You know why he didn't have to daven for Kalev? Because Kalev came from a higher bechina. Kalev's shod neshama came from the shefa, which is coming from the Tibur. He didn't. The Moshe Rabbeinu said, Azamin oy, Azamin shod neshama doesn't need this paladin. Yeshua came from a lower bechina, from the Piyasoid. Oh, that's a lower bechina. That's the shtikel mesukin. Therefore, he davened dafka for Yeshua and not Kalev. Okay, another vote you can say at the Shabbos table. V'gam omru yudke ka Yeshuecha. Why is it yudke? It's a loma she'oiz by me'abba v'ima Hashem keneged yudke she'beshem. Right? Because again, we know that Abba is Tomun with an Iman, that's coming down, that's giving Shefa to these two Heilig and the Shamas, and that's why he davened to Yeshua, Ka representing Yud, representing Abba, and He representing Ima, that you should be Mashpia by them in a big way, and therefore should be saved from the Eitzes of the Merabim. Okay, good. So we finished the Perek. We're going to stop it here, Mr. Shem. We stopped a little bit early, but no point in starting a new Perek. We'll start that for the next time. Good. All right. Shkoyach.